My name is Gail Uliberry, and I'm from Douglas, Wyoming. I am a fourth-generation Wyomingite. I grew up hearing many stories about my maternal great-grandfather, Jim Shaw, my grandparents, Harry and Irene Isaac, and my paternal grandparents, and lots of extended Brow family members. One of my favorite stories is the following. My family lived on a ranch 16 miles south of Douglas, Wyoming, in the shadow of Laramie Peak. One bright winter morning in 1949, my father, Woodrow Rhodey was his nickname, Brow, set out on horseback to check pastures and livestock. While he was many miles from the ranch, snow began to fall. The snow was heavy and thick. My father turned back toward home. As the hours wore on, the snow became heavier and heavier, and the wind began to blow. Soon, the blizzard of 1949 was in full force. My father was still several miles from home in the middle of the prairie with no houses or trees, just prairie and snow. He could not see even a foot in front of him. It was apparent that he was completely lost. My dad was riding a buckskin horse named Buck, who was usually contrary and had a mind of his own. The horse seemed to have a sense of where the home ranch was located. My dad did not try to guide Buck, but just gave him his head and just let him plow onward through the snow. The wind was so strong and the snow so heavy that my dad had to get off the horse every few minutes and clear ice off of the horse's eyelids and face as his eyes were freezing shut. It was well after dark when Buck finally brought my dad home through the 1949 blizzard. My family continues to have great affection and respect for horses.
Were there other relatives, aunts, or uncles around at that time?
Not close by, but I got to spend my grandparents passed away, but I did get to spend a lot of time with my great aunt that lived in New Orleans.
What are some of your best memories of growing up on a ranch?
Horseback riding and swimming in Labani Creek.
All right, that's great. Are there traditions that have been passed down over the years with your family?
Well, the Wyoming State Fair and brandings and Christmas at my Aunt Pat's. It's pretty traditional stuff.
Are you still on the ranch?
Yes.
What has changed over the years since the earlier years?
Oh, wow. Well, machinery, I guess, technology.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give those that are interested in continuing ranching in this region?
Well, I hope the family ranch continues. I guess I get to live on a ranch, but I don't have, I don't ranch, so I just get
you're
the,
lucky.
I get the joys of living out in the country without all the responsibility.
Anything else you'd like to share about life on the ranch or pass along to the next generation?
The values and our way of life. I really worry a lot about our environment and how fortunate we've been to be able to live in clean air and clean water and just open spaces and that sort of thing.